and Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya. The Torah tells us in Parshas Naso, in Perek Vav, that there is something called Birkas Kohanim. The Torah tells us, Dabra El Aaron, El Bana Blamor, Kos of Arhu, Es Bnei Israel. This is how you should bless the Jewish people at Mor Lehem and say to them the following: Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yo'er Hashem pana ve'lecha v'yichunecha, Yis Hashem pana ve'lecha v'yaseim l'cha shalom. The very famous psukim, very famous bracha. There is a custom that the earliest mention we have of this is in the Sefer called Maver Yavok, which is 17th century, which mentions this idea of the minhag of taking these brachos, the Yivarechecha, the Brachas Kohanim, and benching our children on Friday night. Speaks about, very strenuously, about the school of Friday night, the school of children, no Yetzer Hara, all sorts of Kabbalistic reasons why there's Davka minhag to do it on Friday night. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, about 100 plus years later, Yaakov Emden also takes this up very much, arguing strenuously for it. I saw in the Sefer Nesid Bina by Rabbi Yaakovson, it's a Sefer on the Siddur, but it had this as mentioned, points out, probably with a critical historian's eye, that aside from the fact that we don't have it until the 17th century, but the fact that they're arguing so strenuously for it is probably indicative of the fact that it was not widely accepted, and therefore they felt the need to defend it. And it's still not universally accepted. There's a more common minhag to do it on Erev Yom Kippur, that's correct. But even that, but certainly not on Erev Shabbos, regularly it's not the universally accepted minhag. In fact, I just came from a wedding with some of you, and at the chazan stage, I was sitting next to different people, so I asked Rabbi Kaplan, what is the Lubavitch minhag? And he said, they don't do it every week, they only do it on Erev Yom Kippur. I was sitting across from the Vishnitzer chazan who came from Brooklyn, also I think didn't really do it. But he told me the Vishnitzer is not really Hungarian, they were more Romanian, but he has a brother-in-law who's really Hungarian chassid, and I think they do it every week. So, and I'm a Gera chassid, and that's Polish. I do it, but I don't think it's because the Geras did it necessarily. It's just that my mom thought it was a nice thing. So it's still a relatively common, but not universally accepted minhag, not by any stretch. The question that needs to be asked as a halachic one, which perhaps is a direct question, one of the first who asked us directly about our minog is the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima in our Parsha asks the question, and it's based on a Gemara in Masech Leksubis. The Gemara here is very interesting, The Gemara is talking about somebody who we're not sure if they're a Kohen or not. Can we tell by their behavior, can we make assumptions that they're Kohanim? So the Gemara is contrasting, we're discussing, if you see somebody eating truma, can you assume he's a Kohen? If you see someone going up to Duchen, can you assume he's a Kohen? So the Gemara there basically says, if you see somebody eating Truma, that's a Raya. That's an Isra Kares for a non-Kohen to eat. So if a non-Kohen eats Truma, so then if it's Stama, that's a Raya. But when it comes to a non-Kohen doing the Berkas Kohanim, lav dafka that you can bring a Raya for that. Why? Because all that is like an Isra Aseh, or a Lav Mechlal Aseh. I could find the Rashi for you. Here we go. The Isra Aseh, Lashon of the Gemara, all it is an Isra Aseh. Meaning for a non-Kohen to make the brachos, to do duchening, it was called an Isra Aseh. What is an Isra Aseh? Rashi says, because the pasuk we just read, Kosev Archu, so this is not really a drasha that comes from the Gemara, and Rashi doesn't usually do such things, but Rashi makes it his own drasha, which he says is implicit in the Gemara, Atem Velo Zarim. Kosev Archu, you have to make the brachos, nobody else. Lav haba mechlal asei. So the asei is that you should make the bracha, kohanim. There's a lav mechlal asei, what we call an isra asei, that no one else but kohanim should make the bracha. So, Frank, the Torah Tamima, a very good and obvious question. The Gemara here, okay, maybe it's not kareis, but it is an isra asei. It sounds like it is a daraisa from our pasuk in Chumash. Official doing the wedding, by the way, this might explain. I'm turning off the tape for 1 second. I just want to tell you. I love official. Okay. So, the question is, how can we have Birkas Kohanim, that's in the Torah Tamim Kasha, goes against the L'chora and Isser. So before we answer that question, the question really needs to be sharpened, and in fact, the question is much worse. The question is much worse because seems to be a contrast or conflict in Gemaras, and certainly with the Rishon, not just our Minhag. And this comes from a Gemara, and really a Tosfos of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara of Masechta Shabbos is a very interesting Gemara. It's talking about Rabbi Yossi, it's talking about both his Midos Chassidus, both in terms of personal Hanhaga and in mitzvah observance. So one of the things he says is that he always listened to his friends. And he has the line there, Rabbi Yossi basically says, I would never go against my friends. Even though he says, I'm not a Kohen, but if my friends would tell him, Ola l'duchen, you should go up to Duchen. I don't know which friends he has. I mean, my friends would tell me all sorts of crazy things. They never said to me, yeah, go up to Duchen. But that was his chavra, so he became Rabbi Yossi. That's right. They know I can't sing. That's why they don't say it to me. Fair. Touché! So Rabbi Yossi says, if they would have told me to go up to Duchen, I would go up. Even if they would tell me, I would go up. Now the impression that you get from this Gemara, is that there would be something wrong going up. So Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos here, makes things very interesting. Tosfos quotes the name of the Ri. It's a little bit confusing when you see this discussion because it's Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara and it's the Ri in the Bali Tosfos. But the Ri says, I don't understand, what's the implication that somehow his friends will tell him something he shouldn't do, but he might do it anyway because they're his friends. And he also listens to his friends. What's wrong, says Rabbi Yossi? What could possibly be wrong, what could possibly be wrong about going up to Duchen? Maybe, he says, the only issue is a side problem of Bracha Levatal. Maybe that's what was going on. The Shaila of the Chor needs to be asked is, what's going on with Tosfos? The Tosfos, if not the Gemara itself, but certainly the Tosfos, seems to be going against an explicit Gemara Masech L'Ksubas. The Gemara Ksubas says, and here Rabbi Yossi says, either it's no problem, maybe it's a side problem. What is going on? Should we stop for food? We can take a break, if anyone wants to get some children. Okay, everyone will take, we'll take a 30-second break. I mean, if people come to the shir, assuming they're going to get children.
If someone's not a client, how's that going to be called?
Because that's what... No, because that's the way we actually understand the Gemara. It's Kosev Aruchu, Atem, only you, Koshev and Kahuna. Only you are supposed to make the bracha for those zarim. Again, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, there is no heter for anyone else to go. Go up. It's a platform. Okay. So first of all, I just mentioned two quick answers which are found, which may make the problem completely go away because there was no problem. Very technical, boring answers, but one which, according if they're right, doesn't go away. First of all, if you look in the Torah's Mima mentions that if you look in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, in his Hakdama, he quotes a version of the Gemara which is different than ours. It's not so much going up for duchening, i.e. Birkas Kohanim, it's Rabbi Yossi saying, even if they would have asked me to go up, not duchening, not Birkas Kohanim, the way you understand the Gemara is, they should invite me to give a shir. I might necessarily want to give a shir. So that's a different nusach of the Gemara, the different gears of the Gemara. So you have a different gears of the Gemara, so then that problem at least goes away on a technical level. You still have the Gemara in Subas and you have our Minhag, but in terms of the Gemaras, that would potentially take care of a problem. Another potential answer, which is a little bit more authoritative, which also would take care of the problem in a technical way, is from the Baal HaNesivos. The Nesivos HaMishpat wrote a sefer as of Chidushim on Masechtas Ksubos. Who knows the name of the sefer? The Beit Yaakov. Easy to remember, the Beit Yaakov. Right? So he has some other svarim. He's most well known as the Nesivos HaMishpat of Chashem Mishpat, but he has other svarim, and one of them is the Beit Yaakov on Masechtas Ksubos. So on our Gemara Masechtas Ksubos, he reads the Gemara completely differently. Without getting into all the details, basically what he wants to say is as follows. If you have a person who is a Suffolk Kohen, we're not sure if he's a Kohen. So he says, listen, the fact that he may be, the Chazal didn't get in the way of his eating Truma, so that, it's a little bit of a Cheshbon. That's why it's not so exciting. It's a Cheshbon. Basically, as follows, yes. What, you might have thought that Chazal would have asked someone whose kahuna is not known from eating truma, because after all, there is an Isser Karis. However, the fact is, if they didn't, in spite of the fact that there is this chiv, so that must show that this person, you know, they didn't tell this guy, don't eat it, so that must be that he is a Kohen. But when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, since all there is this positive Mitzvah Zasei, so then it's possible that the reason that, he says, Chazal did not prevent this person from going is because then Misafek, they could be Mevatel as Mitzvah Zasei. It's not that we're letting you go as an affirmative statement that you are a Kohen. It's just that since you may be a Kohen, and that's what Chiyuv Da'arai said, to do Birkas Kohanim, so we're not going to stop you. Again, in my actual notes, I had this a little bit more blocked, I apologize. But basically, the bottom line is that the Cheshbani way of reading the Gemara, which is against everyone, including Rashi, according to everyone, it's a completely different way of reading the inclusion. So if he's right, so then, again, technically we don't have the larger problem. So just, you should know, there are these two technical answers out there.
Is he coming up with a huge Kiddush, which is a Sufik Isra say?
The way I read it, I don't think we have a Meshach up here, I would take a look. The way I read it is that it was really a chiddush just in reading the Gemara. It wasn't a chiddush in halakha or lamas. It was a chiddush in reading the Gemara, which basically meant that it's not relevant. But let's go now to, since most Rishonim, most Acharonim assume that there is this tension in the Gemaras, let alone a problem that the Gemara poses to the minhag of benching children, so then let's take a look at some of the answers that are given by the poskim. So one of the first and well-known people who addresses this is the Ramah, not in his comments on Shulchan Aruch, but in his comments into the tour, the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah there says is that the only problem is when he goes up by himself. Darkei Moshe says, if he goes by himself, that's a problem, and that's what the Gemara in Suvos is referring to. The Gemara in Shabbos that's talking about Yossi says, I would go up, even though I'm not a Kohen, he meant he'd go up with other Kohanim. Now, it begs the question, which the Magen Avraham doesn't understand. The Magen Avraham says, why should it make a difference? If it's Usur, if the Rashi says, that temple Ozarim, so what, because other people, Kohanim, are going to sanitize you, you're not allowed to go up there. So, there's different answers that are given in the Achronim to, so to speak, give a little bit of an intent, give a little bit of a deeper understanding to this Darkei Moshe. Some suggest, this is the Chasam Sofer in Masechet Ketubos, in his Chiddushim on Ketubos, that it really, what's the nature of the Isser? The nature of the Isser is that we have to know that the Kohanim were given the zchus to make this bracha. If it looks like you are denying that, or you're trying to appropriate for yourself the zchus of taking the bracha,
you're not receiving the bracha.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's going to be a different answer. That's some say. That's a different answer than suggested. But says the Chasam Sofer, as long if you're going by yourself, it looks like you're making a statement. Like if they say Kohanim, again, our minhag is if it's only one Kohen, we don't necessarily say Kohanim. But if you if they say Kohanim and you're the one who goes up, it looks like you are making the statement that you're a Kohen. But he assumes, again, this is certainly debatable, if they say Kohanim, so everyone else is going up, so then you're in a sense someone to mention, you're kind of bustled to them. It's not like you're making the statement that I'm a Kohen. You're just going. Now, you could make the argument that, I don't know, if I'm hanging out with Kohanim, that's more anecdotal evidence or circumstantial evidence that I am a Kohen. So I don't know if you're necessarily convinced by that, but that's the way the Chasam Sofer, and again, some other nuances. I have a sefer, which I've only used once or twice, called Avnei Chen. It's two volumes. Joey, this is for you. You would like it. It's two volumes. It's by Rav Zilberstein's son, one of Rav Zilberstein's sons, Rav Zilberstein. I forget what his first name is, but it's not Yitzchak, that's his father. And he has a two-volume set on Chiddushim on the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah by mitzvah. He doesn't get through every, it's not all the Sunnah's 13 mitzvahs, but he has most mitzvahs. He has some ha'aras on that. He also has a whole essay from his father, and he has lots of stuff from his grandfather, Rav Yashiv. Anyway, so he wanted to say also a similar svar, that the whole nature of Birkas Kohanim is that we have to know that the conduit is, he didn't use that word, and if you knew English, you probably still wouldn't have used that word, but the conduit from the brachos of the Shefa of Hashem is through the Kohanim. So by the person going up by himself, it's as if he's saying, there's no special thing about Kohuna, anyone could go. But as long as he's going up with other Kohanim, it's not that he's saying that this bracha wasn't given to the Kohanim. On the contrary, Kohanim are going up. Why am I going up? I don't know, I'm going up also. But that, he says, that's the Darkei Moshe's gist. That's why it's not such a problem. That's that chiluk. I mentioned the Magen Avraham doesn't like this. The Magen Avraham says, why should it make a difference? The Magen Avraham gives his own answer, although it's a little bit of a cryptic answer in its own right. The Magen Avraham says, what's the only issue?
actual bracha per se. What's the problem? It's not a big deal. Again, it doesn't sound like this necessarily would work with Rashi, but he says it's an issue of bracha levatala, of Shem Hashem. He can't use Shem Hashem. Now the shaila is, what does the Magen Avram mean? And this is a note of Yehuda has a tshuva where he wants to say, he's not sure, what does the Magen Avram mean? Because there's two candidates for when he says there's a problem, bracha levatala. Right, what are the two brachas? Usually when we have a mitzvah and a bracha, we know what the bracha is. It's not the mitzvah. But here the mitzvah is called Birkas Kohanim. So what bracha is he referring to? So the note of Yehuda has a suffix. The note of Yehuda has a suffix, and the note of Yehuda is machmir, that he thinks that the Magen Avram means even the etzem bracha itself. The Yivarecha Hashem, Yishmerecha. That he held, meaning, therefore, that we're Biosi. He said, I would go up. He meant, I would go up, but I wouldn't say anything. I would just stand there.
But how
so they say, maybe, even if it's not mikra, but if you're having a kavana to do it for a bracha, for this mitzvah. Right? Listen. Tehillim, or a halal is just tehillim. But certain times you're not allowed to say halal. Right? In certain contexts, you put certain prakim together, and you have kavana to say halal every day. You're a menayis.
But the point is
the answer that I is just psukim. Sometimes psukim are not just psukim. So that's the Rav Yehuda's machmir understanding of the Magen Avraham is just to say the bracha of Yivrecha in that context. That's a problem. But I would Rav Yossi mean Rav Yossi meant that I would go up there and stand silently among the trees.
So
that's its own shaila. When I was a kid, my father taught me that you're only supposed to say that very quietly because we don't want, you should have this problem that people think this is Zara being Mavarich. You're just leading them. But Lamaisa, my own sense, in all the shuls that I've been to, including ours, whether it's they know of this or not, most chazanim are making it with their voice. Most chazanim say this out loud and are not margish for this. Even chazanim who generally know hilchos tefillah. So, I don't know whom told that to my father, but there is some sense that certain chazanim at least have, they know they're supposed to say quietly. But again, the idea there is, and perhaps this is the answer, as it with the kavanah. We're going to get to an answer of kavanah, also some other answers other achronim give. But again, there you're just being madras to kohanim. You're not necessarily doing it as the Torah's bracha. You should just know Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva, where he thinks that this note of Yehuda, kind of like what Abe was saying, how could that be? What could be wrong with saying the pasuk? It must be, says that the Magen Avraham was referring to the Shekhar Shekhar of Hitzivanu. So if that's the case, okay, so then, again, Vaisa, you have an answer for the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, if they understand that you should make the bracha. And Rav Yossi says, I'd even go up. Rav Yossi meant I wouldn't make the bracha, but at least I would make the bracha samitzvah, to be more precise, but I would make the bracha of the Berkas Kohanim Yivarecha. That is an issue which I don't want to get into, but just in case someone is sensitive to it, one issue which really would need to be addressed according to the Magen Avraham, especially, again, according to this Yechav Adas, is it really true that saying a bracha like that in vain is an Isur Daraisa? Because again, the Gemara seems to be assuming, and certainly with Rashi, that we're talking about Isur Daraisa, or B'tumas Zaseh, something on the Daraisa level. It's not so simple, because there's a general assumption that saying a bracha when you don't need to, which we call bracha matala, is pashtus not what the Asasa Dibros meant when it said, Lo Sif Hashem Mashav. That's only Durabona. So how to answer this Magen Avraham in light of that would be another shear, but just keep that in mind, that it seems like he's making certain assumptions which are not so pashut about the nature of bracha levatala. But be that as it may, that is a second answer. So the Darkei Moshe distinguishes between are you by yourself or are you with everybody else? And then Magen Avraham says it has to do with whether you say taking Hashem's name, let's assume against the Nord of Yehuda, it's the bracha samitzvah beforehand, versus if you're not doing it. Again, and keep in the back of your mind, of course, how all this will perhaps relate to what you may do at your Friday night Shabbos table. But so far we're just being Yashev the two Gemaras. A third answer, which we can mention, comes from the Pnei Yoshua. And this is a leket, there's a leket achronim who go in this group. This is the Pnei Yoshua in Ksubis, the Milchas Chinuch in Shinai Ches, and Rekas Kohanim quotes this from the Tshuva of the Maharit. Also saying, in a certain sense, like this, and perhaps it may have even been preceded by even earlier sources, there's a whole group of achronim who wants to say the following. And that is, not so much that it's the bracha levatala, but they want to make the distinction between Birkas Kohanim b'zman ha-Mikdash and Birkas Kohanim now. The Pnei Yoshua himself says that it could be said in one of two ways. It could be that in the Zman ha-Mikdash, when they use the Shem ha-Meforash, so that's indicative of a greater chiyuv. So for a non-Kohen to do it then, that's like a bigger problem. But since it's a lesser chiyuv b'zman hazeh, it's still going to be, then that's when Rabbi Yossi said he would have done it. But he really doesn't like that, and the Pnei Yoshua really sighs with what seems to be what the Marit in the Michas Chinuch is saying, is that no, it's the Shema Mefurash itself that's the problem. Only the Kohanim have the heter to use the Shema Mefurash. And the Kanami Bizman is there, still the same Chiyuv. Not that Shema Mefurash is indicative of a lesser Chiyuv. No, it's still the same Chiyuv. But Lamaisa, we now, Bizman is there, when we're not in the Mikdash, we don't use Shema Mefurash. So when the Gemara said it's a problem for a non-Kohen, that's only Bizman and Mikdash when they're using the Shema Mefurash. But Rabbi Yossi was talking about Bizman Hazeh, when since we're not using Shema Mefurash anyway, after all, what else could be the problem? We're just talking about Psukim. That is, again, there's a whole group of Achronim who take this approach, most notably the Pnei Yeshua and the Maharit. Another answer which we could give is based on something that our father referred to before, and this is something I alluded to. Last year, Parshas Noso, you may recall, we gave different halakhos to Parshas Kohanim. We discussed what type of halakhos a Kohen can become. What averos does a Kohen have to do, or could he do, that would possible him from doing Berkas Kohanim? But in that context, we did mention that there is this unique strand, it's certainly a minority strand, but a very fascinating strand of thought, primarily teased out by Achronim. Rav Michal Fischer Perlow has an essay on this in his Peer for Mitzvah Rav Sajagon, and it really comes from a hafla in Maseches Ksubis, who finds the earliest source of this, I believe, to be a Sefer HaCharedim, which is the following. When we say there's a bracha in our parsha of Berkas Kohanim, that there's a mitzvah, it's counted in the Moni Mitzvos, the Chiddush there is, it's not just a mitzvah on the Kohen. There's a mitzvah on Am Yisrael to be nisparech, to be blessed. Sefer HaCharedim actually has it, his taich, again, I don't know if it's a mukhruch, but his raya is because the Gemara says, what's the nature of the mitzvah? Ponim el ponim. We know that this teaches us that you can't be behind, or really even probably parallel to the Kohanim, you have to be in front of the Kohanim so that they're ponim el ponim. The fact that some people sometimes turn their back on the Kohanim for the made up halacha that they can't see the hands that are anyway covered by the talis, is mamash yotzei schar b'hafseido, perhaps the definition, the textbook definition of yotzei schar b'hafseido. But lamaisa, that's the halacha of ponim el ponim. So the sefer HaCharedim, ponim el ponim means that apparently the Kohanim are supposed to be telling it to somebody. So if there's no Yisrael to get the bracha, then the Kohanim can't do their mitzvah either. It's a team effort. They have to give the bracha, well, we have to be there to receive it, says the Sefer HaCharedim. Again, so these Achronim pick this up, and it has interesting ramifications. Perhaps we'll have a third Parshas Kohanim Shir next. Parshas not further discussed. What happens if a Yisrael, or let's say you come in late to davening. So if you should you wait for your Parshas Kohanim and then say Shemon Esrei, or different things such as that. There are discussions which just may relate to.
Just because the mitzvah...
Yeah. Say, Enechanami. The pashtus is the word is the Hechatimsa, which is like the Ani. I said this is a minority opinion, but it's a very fascinating thought that we're active, right? We're not just passive, we're an active partner in the Brachas Kohanim. That's this minority group. And the Hafla is one of those, as I say, who gives this answer. So how does that affect us? Very interestingly. Because what's the nature of the Isser that the Gemara in Ksubas is referring to? Not like we thought until now, that the Tsar can't do Berkas Kohanim. It's that by you walking up to the, you know, Aron to do Berkas Kohanim, to be Ola Ladukhin, what's the there you're doing? You're being Mevatel, your mitzvah, to receive. Again, this is a Gethle against Rashi. When the Gemara said you're being Mevatel, your mitzvah, say, that's what it meant. Rashi created his whole drasha, Atem Velo Zarim, you're taking what they're supposed to be doing. They say, no, much more simple, says Hafla. The Gemara didn't say that. Rashi made up that drasha. Again, if you hear a drasha, Atem Velo Zarim, that's usually the kind of language that comes from a Medrash or a Gemara. But Rashi made that up. That came from Rashi. The Gemara itself is a little bit more ambiguous. So they stuck this pshat in. They say, no, that's the pshat. Again, it's a big chiddush, but it's very fascinating that you lose out your opportunity from getting the bracha. That's the problem.
Why?
Because you're giving the bracha, you're not receiving it.
The Kohanim are there also.
I mean, what, you're only one of 10 people up there?
Right.
No, but if you're, you know, you're there giving a bracha, you're there saying give bracha, it's hard to say you're in receive mode. Either you're the quarterback, you're the receiver. This is not a play where you throw the pass to yourself. Right? That could be also. I didn't think of that. I don't know if they say that. But that could be. Alright, so what about Rabbi Yossi? Here's something that's so interesting. What about Rabbi Yossi? So again, that's their pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so how come Rabbi Yossi says if someone called me up, I would go? Wouldn't Rabbi Yossi being mevatel this mitzvah? So here they basically say the opposite, the inverse of the Darkei Moshe. If there are other Kohanim there, and he would go up, so then he's missing his opportunity to hear their bracha. But they say that Gemara is referring to Rabbi Yossi was talking about, why would we mentioned before half jokingly, why would his friend say, Yossi, go up there? Because there's no one else there, there are no Kohanim. You're the biggest Gadol, you should go up and give the bracha. So if Yossi is going to go up then, he's not being mavatal any mitzvah, because anyway, if he doesn't go, there's no one there to give him a bracha. There's nothing to lose, because no one's going to get the bracha. So according to the Hafalah, it comes out literally the opposite of the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe held it's a problem when you go with other Kohanim, but not if you go by yourself. And we explain why it's the Chiluk, the Magen Avraham doesn't understand the Chiluk, and the Chacham Sofer tries to give an answer. But the Hafalah is literally the opposite, the opposite answer. It's only a problem when you're going with other Kohanim, because you're missing an opportunity to get the bracha yourself. But if you're going to go by yourself, so that means with Mela, no one was going to go. So what do you have to lose? You lose nothing, because you wouldn't have gotten Brachas Kohanim anyway. That is the Hafla's. That is the Hafla's answer. Why? What's to lose? I mean, what to gain is a different shaila. But what to lose? There's only nothing to lose. There's how much do you gain by somebody else who's not a Kohen giving you the brachos? That's a shaila. But you certainly have nothing to lose. It's not a shaila. It's not a steer from one gemara. Again, it's only a steer in the sense that it would only have been a problem if he was giving up. If he was giving it up, because if he wasn't giving it up, so they hold that it's not. They hold that's not a problem. Okay, another answer. Another important answer. Two more important answers, which are really going to bring us down to the home stretch to the issue of our benching our children. The Bach, in his comments on the tour, all this is in Siman Kuf Chav Ches and Archaim, so he says, he's one of the first to make the following idea. When we say it's an Isser for a Kohen, for a non-Kohen, for a Zar, you can't act like a Kohen. So the question is how much to follow this through. Says the Bach, very literally. What do we call going up the duchen? What's the real technical halakhic term for that? Nesiyas kapayim. What does nesiyas kapayim mean? Lifting up your hands. So how high do you have to lift? Above the shoulder, whatever. So the Bach says that's when there's an iser. A zar is not allowed to do nesiyas kapayim. He can't lift up his hands like that, like the Kohen does. He doesn't discuss the fingers and Mr. Spock. That he doesn't discuss. But he does is lifting up your hands. He says that you can't do. So again, the Gemara is beautiful. That's what the Gemara, that's the Yisr, okay. Then your mom should act imitating a Kohen inappropriately. But who said Rav Yossi was going to do that? He was just going to say, Brecha Shem, you know, he's just going to give the Bracha. As long as you don't lift up your hands, says the Bach, then we're okay. After all, the Torah says that Aaron lifted up his hands when he blessed the people, and that, says the Bach, you see from that, that that's an essential part of the mitzvah. It's not just that the Kohen says the words, that, you know, whatever it means that this Shepa is coming down from Hashem and is going through the Kohen, right? It's a, you know, like an electrical current. It's got to come in somewhere, but it's got to go out another place. So how does it come out? Not through their mouth. Right? It comes out through the hands. That's an essential part of the mitzvah, that they have their hands raised. So it says the Bach, as long as you don't have your hands raised, that's not a violation of the Isser. He assumes that's what Rabbi Yossi was doing. Yes, that's what he assumes. Yes, that's what he assumes. Finally, there is an answer that's given by both the Kaf HaChaim and the Mishnah Brura quotes this from somebody called the Magen Giborim. Again, it's similar to the previous one, but it's slightly different. It's not so much on how you do it, but it has to do with the intent. Says the Mishnah Brura, the real Isser is only when you have intent to be giving Birkas Kohanim. If your intent, this is a little bit what Abe was alluding to before, that your intent is just to read Sukkim, or your intent is to give the psukim of the Torah. The Torah, you know, bracha Hashem Gishem Recha. That's a good bracha. Hashem should bless you. Hashem should watch over you. Should shine his countenance on you. Right? I'm not trying to do Birkas Kohanim. I'm trying to just give the Torah's bracha. I don't think I'm a Kohen. I'm not trying to steal anything. I just want to give somebody a bracha. I see a friend. I want to wish him shalom. He's going away. He should have a slacha. Hashem should give him siyata d'shmaya. Bracha Hashem Gishem Recha. You should be well. It's only if I have intent to, so to speak, be a Kohen, to steal Birkas Kohanim, so to speak, inappropriately, to appropriate for myself Birkas Kohanim, that's the problem. I don't have the intent for that, so both the Kaf HaChaim and the Mishnah Brura say, then there is no problem. So now, let's try to reel this back in. So we saw, I think I counted 6 or 7 answers, especially if you count our first two, which I kind of bungled as I was trying to tell them to you, about the technical answers of either a different Nusach in the Gemara, or the Nesivus' Cheshbon in the Gemara, which is why the whole Gemara of Bechlal was talking about giving a shir, not duchening. So those are, in terms of being miyashi of the two Gemaras, if you count those two, I think we just gave 7 answers, ranging from the very technical, to others that spoke about, well, it depends in certain cases, fundamentally the halacha of Achi HaGavna was not Nemar. It wasn't Nemar if you went by yourself. It wasn't Nemar if you didn't say Shem HaMeforash. And then we had even more recently these very technical answers, which are technically, in theory, it should apply, but as long as you do something a little differently, you know, lift up your hands, or you don't have Kavana even, perhaps even lower level, it's easier to get out of, then it's not a problem. The Ramah here in Or HaChaim in some Kuf Chav Ches does quote this as an Isser. And there, the Gemara he mentions the Ramah based on the I, but what about Tosfos and Shabbos? Quotes from the Re, so it's a little bit unclear. The Bir Halacha adds one more thing. Should I mention this a minute ago? The Bir Halacha adds one more thing, which is L'shitaso, so to speak, in the Mishnah Berurah. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Based on Magen Yibarom, it's all about your Kavana. The Bir Halacha adds one more thing. We have in general, when it comes to Kavana, sometimes, whether it's for good or for bad, the kavana is created by you. You have intent or you don't have intent, and that is going to be what's going to either be good or bad for you. But there are other times where the context can also provide. If you do the same action in one context, it means one thing. If you do it in another context, it can mean something else entirely. We have that in other areas of halacha, and it's common sense to a certain extent. Says the Raman Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Bir Halacha, it's true here also. There is a Gemara in Masechta Sota that says you're not supposed to do Birkas Kohanim, the real Birkas Kohanim, outside the context of Tefillah. So says the Bir Halacha, as long as you're doing this at any other time, not in the context of davening, that's an umdina, that is circumstantial evidence that you obviously don't have intent, which is again the Mishnah Berurah's litmus test, you don't have intent to do Birkas Kohanim, quote unquote, bolded. Because after all, Birkas Kohanim has to be done in Tefillah. So you'll say maybe you just don't know that Gemara and you're trying to do Birkas Kohanim in a different time. You could say that, but the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more liberal with your, he has a little bit more tolerance for you. He says, no, or saying better, I used to have a Rebbe who like assumed you knew everything. Like he would just say, you know, the famous Rashi and Trumas. There was a second Rebbe, two most prominent Magidei Shir Mawayu had these two opposite assumptions. There was one who assumed that you were not Ma'aretz. Didn't matter if you were learning in Kola for 10 years and he assumed you knew nothing. And then there was a different Rebbe who assumed when you were 18 and got right off the boat that you already knew what called Targul, because one 18-year-old hasn't gone through Shas already, he knows everything. I had this chus of being Talmud of both, and it made for very different types of shirim. But here the Mishnah Berurah is siding with that first Rebbe. He assumes, of course, you know that. So the fact that you're giving Birkas Kohanim in another place, it means that you don't have to do Birkas Kohanim, you're just giving Sukkah Bracha. But obviously it's an umduna, because they're also, you know you can't do Birkas Kohanim unless it's in Tefillah.
But then you can't do, let's say, Birkas Kohanim, let's say,
you
can't do Shas, in case
you want to. Oh, yeah, that would Klapachum. Right, so,
and Echanan. Because there's Shas, because there's going to be day.
Again, in shul is the problem. In shul is the problem. Not the day is not the problem. In shul is the problem. Because again, the Gemara says you have to do it in the context of tefillah.
It's interesting that seems to be the flip side of the classic defense of when we say mitzvahs ain't served this kavana, because the context.
The Bir Halacha mentions, right. The Bir Halacha connects us again. That's a global issue, and the Bir Halacha does make that note. So now let's reel it in. So that being the Ashi of the different Gemaras. So now we ask ourselves, we have a minhag, some people on Erev Yom Kippur, some people on Erev Shabbos, to bench our children. Why is that allowed? So let's see, it depends on the various answers that we gave. Aside from some of the technical answers, which may not be relevant, but even if you assume that there really is an Isser, that the Gemara is meant to be read that way, so first of all, you could say we don't make a bracha. If you're home with the Magen Avraham, says the real problem is not the Yivrechacha, but it's a Shekhar Shon Mezozov, so there's no bracha at the Friday night table that I know of. So that's one reason that it's not a problem. Number two, according to the Hafla, you're not allowed to do it. By that, you're missing the Kohanim's bracha. But there's no Kohanim sitting at the table who want to give you the bracha. It's not like you're missing Birkas Kohanim. The Hafla says, what was the Isser? That you're missing the opportunity to be benched. Okay, but that's not happening at the Friday night table. That's the second reason that would go out. Number three, if you want to hold like Kifnei Yeshua and the Maharit, the Shem HaMeforesh, this is not relevant, obviously, to us, unfortunately. Number five, according to the Bach, you're not lifting your hands. That helps. We'll get to it. You know where I'm going. Come on. You know me even. It's not like I'm just off the boat. Have I ever left out something that obvious?
Okay.
Fine, thank you. A little credit aid. Get to it. Number six. you don't have kavana, again, hopefully you don't, you don't have kavana that I'm a Kohen and I'm doing Brichas Kohanim, which is what the Mishnah Berurah says the criterion is. Or if you add the Bir Halacha, Allah Rafal, a second ago, you're not in the context of davening, that's an umdana that you don't have that, your kavana to do Birkas Kohanim. And of course, you could mention, right, the Nesivos, the Beis Yaakov, of course, had said, there's no answer to begin with, you all misread the Gemara. But we're assuming that at least five or six answers, even without that. Comes along back, to make Abe happy, we'll go back to the famous Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima doesn't answer all any of these things, really. Yeah, a little bit. But the first thing is, he goes, I don't understand, no one talks about this. How come no one's kriging? How come no one's complaining? No one's criticizing this minhag of minhag Am Yisrael? So then he says, I heard from Ezus Ne'amana, second hand, but he claims it's reliable testimony, that there was once a wedding that the Vilna Gaon was at. And whose wedding do you think that is? I mean, if you're going to have a story, it should be a good story. Whose wedding was it? Hagri Landau dined with Moed Tzedek the Vilna. Who's that? The Baal Modi Yehuda. That the Vilna Gaon is at the wedding, and when he's like walking out of his tour from the chuppah, the Gra reached out his hand and did Birkas Kohanim, the Vilna Gaon was many things, on the Chosin, on the Greel Landau.
Just stay a second, you gotta let a guy speak.
He reaches out his hand and he benches the Chosin. So you'll think he's the note of you, he's the Vilna Gaon. The Stoma, of course, everyone knows he's the Vilna Gaon, and no one would ever dare criticize the Vilna Gaon. So he's really Rabbi Vilna Gaon. And since Rabbi is his first name, of course people criticize him. You can only imagine the idiot who, at the shir, what are you doing? How can you do it? Gemara in Tumis. So Mustama the Gra was saver upon him. Yafo, so he didn't get upset. He complained at home to his wife, like all the rabbis do, but he didn't say, but nachas. He looked at the, this is my entire kinder. What's the Isser? The Isser is to do it like the Kohanim do. He's very much similar to the Bach. But instead of mentioning this issue of Nesis Kapayim, he says, well, what do the Kohanim do? They do it with two hands. I only did it with one hand. There's no problem of doing it with two hands. The only problem is doing it with two hands, not if you do it with one hand. Now, if you accept that as a mahalach, so that would also explain, of course, in theory, Rabbi Yossi. So just to mention, the Rav Yaakov Emden in the Siddur does not quote it in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So, okay, this is for you. But Rav Yaakov Emden refers to this, I believe, as either, the Lashon is either Das Shotim or Das Ketanim. Okay, well, so if you're right, then that makes sense why I didn't quote him by name. But apparently this was going around. Now again, what you want to say about historical, but this I didn't bring it with me. I have it at home. I have a Xerox of the Sefer of the Siddur of Yaakov Emden. He has a whole two column thing about this. And there he writes that whoever has this idea of that it has to be with one hand is ridiculous. It's not, you should do it with two hands. And sure enough, Ravaj Yosef Lamaisa has the tshuva bezmanenu, Nichavadas. The earlier tshuva I mentioned was Nebi Omer, but he also has the second tshuva, Nichavadas, where he also says, again, and this is not a big shaila, that Ravaj is not going to be karma mershtachim to the Vilna Gaon, but Ravaj says that also he thinks that Hetzer Gomer you could do it with two hands. So I think that Lamaisa, you have to, I do it with one hand to be chayish for the grah. I was at a meeting earlier this week with Rabbi Yossi Berger, so I asked him, what does he do? He says he just does Yisim Chalakim Ephraim and Menashe. He does not say the Berkas Kohanim to be chayish for the Isser Zar. And there are other people who do it on the contrary. They do the whole thing with two hands. They have Rav Yaakov Emden and others, Rav Avad Yosef, others, plenty of people to rely on. And again, certainly, almost all the answers we gave other than this Bach would hold the Shri Mutter to do it with two hands also. If you hold it, it's not Shas Kaptila, it's not Kavana, etc. And putting your hand on someone's head, Pashas, is not a Siska Paim either. All of those are reasons to say it's Mutter with two hands also. It's only if you go into the Derech of the Bach, perhaps that you hold it has to do with doing it exactly like the Kohanim. So then the Gra is a spin-off of that, one hand versus two. And again, if one wants to be Machmir or Chayesh for that, that's fine. If Yaakov Emden doesn't like it, but that is the story. Okay, Mirat Hashem, we'll have a shiur next week with chulent and actual notes with a healthy computer for Rabbi Gottlieb. Please daven for me. Thank you.